And then the third category, so you've got my job today, my job tomorrow. And then the third category is sort of a blanket look at the geopolitical stability dynamics. And as you contemplate the world in which we operate, you're looking at food insecurity, water scarcity, economic displacement, sea level rise. You're seeing migration factors that are, you know, perhaps smaller now than they will be in the future. And at the end of the spectrum, you know, the potential to cause conflict. And as you look at the geopolitical dynamics from the military perspective, that's the world in which they're going to have to operate. But it's broader than that. Obviously, security is not just military, and it's all of the other international relations dynamics that we deal with. This affects the world in which we operate. Those stresses that I was describing have larger impacts on nations that are more fragile, that barely have the capacity to deal with the problems they have today, never mind new ones that the climate imposes upon them. And when a nation becomes unstable, that can affect entire regions. It's not just going to be contained within that country. We saw how Europe was affected by 1 million Syrian refugees, and that changed the whole dynamic of politics in Europe. Those questions are ones that we wrestle with and that are broad and will only continue to become greater over time.